الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك جل ثناؤك وعظم جاهك ولا إله غيرك سبحانك يا من اغترف من بحر جودك كل حاضر وغائب سبحانك يا من شهدت بوحدانيتك جميع الكائنات فالسماء دائما وأبدا تقول سبحان من بقدرته رفعني فهو ركني وعمادي والأرض تقول سبحان من بمشيئته بسطني ومهدني هادي والجبال تقول سبحان من أرساني وجعلني ثوابت في الأرض لكي لا تميد الأرض بالإنسان والبحار تقول سبحان من بقدرته أجراني وأسال عيوني لقصابي وغرابي والعارف به يقول سبحان من دلني عليك وجعل إليك مرجعي ومعادي والمذنب يقول سبحان من اطلع علي في المعصية ورآني سبحان من اطلع علي في المعصية ورآني فلما رآني سترني وغطاني فلما تبت إليه تاب علي وهداني سبحانك ولا تقال إلا لك وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقائدنا وأستاذنا ومعلمنا محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم محمد أفضل الكونين والفريقين والثقلين من عرب ومن عجم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدانوه في عز ولا كرم وقيل كل نبي عند رتبته ويا محمد هذا العرش فاستلمي وكلهم من رسول الله ملتمس غرفا من البحر أو رجفا من الديم ومبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful, we praise him and seek his help and seek refuge with him from the evil of ourselves and from our shortcomings. Whosoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. And whosoever Allah mislead, no one can lead. And all of us bear witness that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thumma amma ba'd. تحدثت في الجمعة الماضية عن تربية الأولاد في الإسلام. كيف نربي أولادنا؟ How can we bring our children up؟ لماذا؟ لأن الأولاد كما قلت هم زينة الحياة الدنيا. قال الله جل في علاه: المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا. ولأن الأولاد هم بشارة الله لك. قال الله لزكريا: يا زكريا إنا نبشرك بغلام اسمه يحيى. يحيى لم نجعل له من قبل سمي. نبشرك بشارة الله. وقلنا أن الأولاد هم رحمة الله، ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة. المودة هي الحب، والرحمة هي الأولاد، الأولاد الرحمة. وقلنا أن الأولاد هم قرة الأعين، والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، قرة أعين يعني أولاد، واجعلنا للمتقين إمام. والأولاد هم وصية الله، قال الله عز وجل يوصيكم الله في إيه؟ في أولادكم، يوصيكم الله في أولادكم. ولذلك رأيت من الأهمية أن نتحدث في هذا الموضوع. Last Friday we were speaking about how to bring our children up, and I mentioned the importance of this topic. Why I choose this topic? I said because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a will in the Quran where he said يوصيكم الله في أولاد, Allah commands you as regards as your children, your children. Our children is the will of Allah, wasiyatullah. Allah commands you as regards as your children. وقلنا الأولاد is the glad tidings of Allah. Glad tidings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Hadrat Zakariya, oh Zakariya, we give you the glad tidings of a son. His name is John. Glad tidings. Your kid, your children is the glad tidings of Allah to you. And we mentioned and we said, Al-awlad is the adornment of the life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, with and children are the adornment of the life. Al-mal wal-banun zinatul hayatid dunya, adornment of the life. And we said, the children is the mercy of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, among his signs, he created you from your wife, from yourselves, wives, to repose in them. And he made among you affections and mercy. Affections means to love your wife, and mercy to have a kid from her. The kid is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of people, they are waiting for this mercy of Allah. And also we said وصية الله يوصيكم الله في أولادكم، يوصيكم الله في أولادكم. يا إخوة، عندما تفتح الأحاديث وتقرأ تجد العجب العجاب، والله العجب العجاب، هذه أسرار لا يعلمها إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. يا إخوة، عندما تقول لولدك يا بني، يا بني، كما جاء على لسان لقمان، يا بني إنها إن تك مثقال حبة من خرد. العلماء قالوا في مادة روحية في هذه الكلمة، لو قالها رجل لولدك ما وصلت إلى قلبه. That when you say it, oh my son, to your kid, oh my son, as Luqman mentioned in the Quran, Allah mentioned about Luqman in the Quran, oh my son, my daughter. The ulama said there is a spiritual material or substance in this world. When you say to your son, touch his heart quickly. If anyone say to your son, oh my son, wallahi it will not be the same. It will not be the same. Subhanallah. Ya bunay, ya bunay, ya bunay. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned al-ajab al-ujab, the wonderful things. A lot of ulama, wallahi they didn't know that. They did not know that. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna nadhar al-walid ila waladihi hubban lahu ajru ibad. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the looking of the father to his son with a lovely look, with a fatherly look, it is a worship. It is a worship. He will take the reward of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look to your son with a lovely look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من سقى ولده شربة ماء كان حقا على الله أن يسقيه بها 70 شربة ماء يوم القيامة. When you give your kid to drink just one time, it is incumbent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of resurrection to give your kid, to give you 70 times in the day of resurrection. 70. When you give your kid just one time to drink, Subhanallah. So, ajab, wonderful in the religion of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا مِنْ قُبْلَةِ أَوْلَادِكُمْ فَإِنَّ لَكُمْ بِكُلِّ قُبْلَةٍ دَرَجَةٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ الله أكبر. وَمَنْ فَرَّحَ أَوْلَادَهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا كَانَ حَقًّا عَلَى اللَّهِ أَنْ يُفَرِّحَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, kiss your children a lot. Whosoever kiss his children, when you kiss your children one time, Allah will upgrade the grade for you one time. One grade in al-Jannah. You kiss one time, Allah upgrade one level for you in al-Jannah. In al-Jannah. And whosoever makes his children happy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make him happy in the day of resurrection. Ajab, wonderful things. Wonderful things. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَتُرْفَعْ لَهُ الدَّرَجَاتُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ فَيَقُولُ مِنْ أَيْنَ يَا رَبْ مِنْ أَيْنَ يَا رَبْ مِنْ أَيْنَ يَا رَبْ فَيَقُولُ هَذَا بِدُعَاءِ أَوْلَادِكَ لَكَ. الله أكبر. The servant in the day of resurrection will be in a high level in al-Jannah. He will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يا إخوة, move forward, move forward. تقدموا, تقدموا, move forward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the servant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised the grades for him in al-Jannah. He will be in a high level. He will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from where, oh my Lord, from where? I know myself, I didn't do all this hasanat. From where all this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to him, by the supplication of your kids to you. By the supplication of your kids to you. When your kids supplicate Allah for you, Allah will give you high level in al-Jannah. So we need to teach and discipline our kids and bring them up in the teachings of Islam to make supplication for us. Ya ikhwah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حفظ ولده آية, آية من كتاب الله قلده الله بها قلادة قلادة يوم القيام يتعجب منها الأولون والآخرون. Whosoever helped his kid to memorize just one ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a necklace among his neck. The people of old and later generation will be admired from this necklace. تخيل بقى, we running school here and the people will come to bring their kids to memorize Quran. Allahu Akbar. يعني all of them they will have this necklace, inshallah, in the day of resurrection.
Inshallah.
Ya ikhwah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من حفظ ولده كتاب الله. يعني finish the Quran with him. من حفظ ولده كتاب الله. إيه يا سيدنا رسول الله؟ ما النتيجة؟ قال, كان في ظل عرش الله الأكرم يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. هو helped his kid to memorize Quran. هو helped his son or daughter to memorize Quran and finish the Quran with him. What is the result? He will be in the light of the throne of Allah in the day of resurrection, where there is no shadow except the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, when she saw a poor woman came to her and she asked to give, if Aisha can give her something. And Aisha radiallahu anha gave her 3 days. She is carrying 2 daughters. She took one for herself, one for the daughter, and another one for the other one. The kids quickly ate the dates, and they liked it. When the mom raised the date to her mouth, they asked by the sign. يعني they tried to take the date from his mouth to eat it. So the woman, the lady split the date and give everyone one. Subhanallah. Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that to Rasulullah. She said, oh Rasulullah, this hadith in Sahih Ibn Muslim. Can I mention for you something very, very wonderful? The Prophet said, yes. What is it, Aisha? She said, I saw a woman and she told him the story. So the Prophet replied to her, can I tell you something more wonderful than that? She said, yes. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save her from the hellfire by this date. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her al-jann by this date. Date. Yani we throw the date in the garbage. We didn't care about ourselves. We spend thousands of dollars. A lot of thousands every day. Every day. And for a small thing, you can enter al-jann. Ya ikhwa, the gates of al-jannah are opened for you to enter. Everyone, if he has good intention with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will enter. He will enter, it's easy. Ya ikhwanna, yadhkur Abu Nu'aym al-Asbahani fi kitab Hilyat al-Awliya. وهذا الكلام أيضا أورده ابن أبي الدنيا في كتابه العياد. فقال أن رجلا اسمه عصام بن محمد ويقال له جبر. هذا الرجل كان من تلاميذ سفيان الثوري. There is a man, his name is سفيان الثوري. He was أمير المؤمنين in the knowledge of رسول الله. يعني when you say أمير المؤمنين يعني he has a great knowledge, he is a big scholar. A big scholar, أمير المؤمنين في علم رسول الله. علم رسول الله يعني علم الحديث. والعلماء ما تيجي تخش على التفاصيل يعني إحنا بنستخدم ألفاظ خطأ. We misuse words and ideas and terms. We say for example حافظ. الحافظ when you go to say the word الحافظ, الحافظ هو memorized 100,000 حديث. 100,000 اسمه الحافظ. الحافظ ابن كثير. ها تفسير القرآن الكبير الحافظ ابن كثير. حافظ 100,000. When you say أمير المؤمنين, أمير المؤمنين ده يعني خلاص he reached 1,000,000 حديث. يعني خلاص the biggest cover. يعني you speak about someone hey, you cannot find it in this life again. سبحان الله. This man سفيان الثوري, he is originally from Al-Kufa and he went to Mecca to teach hadith to the people. They came all over the world to circumambulate around the Kaaba and make Hajj and Umrah and. One of his students, his name Isam ibn Muhammad. So Isam, he said, I am in Al-Kufa right now. I will go to visit my ustaz in Mecca. His ustaz is Sufyan al-Thawri. But because he's my ustaz, he has a right upon me. I need to go to check with his family. If they need something from him, if they want to bring something to him. He went to visit his family. So the son of Sufyan al-Thawri, his name is Sa'id. Sa'id went out and he asked him, Isam asked Sa'id, I will go to visit your dad in Mecca. Do you need anything from him? He said, yes. I am eager to see him. Yani, I ask you to recite my greetings and tell him, I am eager to see him. When Isam, the student, went to Mecca and see the teacher, Sufyan al-Thawri, and told him, deliver. And Isam delivered the oral message to Sufyan al-Thawri and he told him, your kid, your son, Sa'id, asked me to deliver this message for you. He said, he recited the greetings for you and he asked to see you. He is eager to see you. What Sufyan al-Thawri did? طبعاً Isam, when he delivered this oral message, it was in the 6th of Dhul-Hijjah. Yeah, after 4 days it will be Eid al-Adha, al-Hajj. 3 days it will be al-Hajj. The day after, yani tomorrow it will be Yawm al-Tarwiyah. Then Yawm al-Arafah. Then Yawm al-Eid. Yani 4 days. What Sufyan al-Thawri did? He stand up, make 30 human population around the Kaaba, yani make tawaf. And after that he go to Maqam Ibrahim and he prayed to Raka'a وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِيه مُصَلَّ. What does it mean? يعني when you finish your salah, when you finish your tawaf, pray to Raka'a at Maqam Ibrahim as Allah mentioned in the Quran. he made circumambulation around the Kaaba. And after that, he went to Maqam Ibrahim. He prayed two rak'ah. Tullab al-Hadith, the students of al-Hadith, running, following him. Where are you go, Abu Sa'id? Where are you go, Abu Sa'id? Ya Sufyan al-Thawri, where are you go, our teacher? Where are you go, our ustad? Where are you go, Amir al-Mu'mineen? He said, to see my son, to see my son. They told him, but after 4 days, it will be 3 days, it will be يعني يوم ال, يوم الحج الأكبر. 3 days, it will be يوم عرف. He said, I did al-Hajj before. And this will be nafila, يعني additional Hajj for me. But to see my son is ibad, is farid in Islam. So I need to make this farid. And he went back. And he reached al-Kufa in يوم العيد. And when his son Sa'id saw him, he said, Subhanallah, oh my dad, how can you come to see me and leave the al-Muhaddithin? طبعا كلمة المحدثين, the people say المحدثين, huh? Someone memorized 10 hadith, they say محدثين. And this is very wrong. When you see المحدثين, you study at least 15 years. The people got their, gained their PhD in al-hadith, and believe me, wallahi, they don't know anything about hadith. Hadith is like you speak about river without a bank. A bank. When you started this knowledge until you pass away, you will not finish all this hadith. To get the basics, 15 years at least. Hadith is not easy to speak about. But we misuse terms. And the mistakes that we make in this community and all over the world, misuse the term is misuse the people, mistreat the people, mistreat the people, and misuse terms. So the students of Hadith running behind him. When he begged his son Sa'id, he asked him, oh my dad, how can you leave Tullab al-Hadith, the students of Hadith, and come to see me? He told him, this is the lesson to learn. Ya walad, oh my son, هل تعرف لماذا سمى الله الأبرار أبرارا؟ عارف الأبرار ليه ربنا سماهم أبرار؟ إن الأبرار لفي نعيم. ها؟ إن الأبرار يشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون. آيات كثيرة تحدث عن الأبرار. Do you know why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say al-abrar in the Quran and he named this term for them? He said no. He said because they were beautiful to their kids, to their children, before waiting to see beautiful from their children to them. Subhanallah. لأنهم كانوا أبرارا بأبنائهم قبل أن تبرهم آباؤهم أو قبل أن يبروا آباءهم. كانوا أبرار beautiful, أبرار بر. سبحان الله. عجب يا إخوة. When Allah سبحانه وتعالى give you a kid, that means Allah opened the door of الجنة for you. واحد من التابعين, when you see التابعين means what? التابعي هو من نرى أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. يعني he didn't see the Prophet, but he see the companions of the Prophet. We see التابعين. One of them, he saw Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. His name is Abi Khalid al-Ahwal. This man, he was good doors. And he was ascetic. يعني زاهد. He one of the ascetics. He has asceticism. يعني زهد. الزهد or asceticism, that means to have a dunya in your hand, but your heart linked, related, connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the people, if the people have a dunya in their heart, this is a big problem. They are not people at all. They go out of iman. Al-iman, to have your heart, to make your heart connected with Allah all the time. You think all the time about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abi Khalid al-Ahwal, he was ascetic, zahid. And he said, wallahi, I will not think about the kids at all. Why? He said, because I want to set myself free to worship Allah.
While he's sleeping, he saw a vision. This vision changed his life. What he saw? He saw in his dream, the day of resurrection came. And the people, they started to went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They go out of their graves. And the sun came closely to their heads. And the people are drawing in their sweat. It's a big day. But it will come. Sure, it will come. And he saw himself needs to drink. Because the sun is close to his head. He needs to drink. He's thirsty. He's looking. Suddenly, he found children. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ غِلْمَانٌ لَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُمْ لُؤْلُؤٌ مَكْنُونٌ. They have pitchers of water. They have glasses of water from gold. The glasses from gold. They have water. He wants to drink. So he looked. Give me my son. Give me my son. Give me a glass of water. I want to drink. They neglected him. Until suddenly someone stand before him and he started to ask him, do you want to drink? There is boys in Al-Jannah. And the ulama, when they go to the speak about, they said the sons of kafirs, because they didn't reach maturity and Allah will not ask them, they will be the servants in Al-Jannah. What they did? He asked, give me my son. So the boy stand before him and he asked him questions. Do you have a son? He passed while you are still alive. And you said, Alhamdulillah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He said, no. He gave him another question. He told him, do you have a daughter? So you brought her up well, very well, and taught her and chose for her a good husband to keep her relation on and to save his relation, her religion. He said no. He asked the third question, do you have a kid? He brought the sorrow to your heart all the time and he gave you distress. He said no. He asked him, do you have a righteous son? So he used to supplicate Allah for you. He answered again, no. So the boy told him, we cannot give you to drink. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to give the people, they have children and they struggle for them. They struggle for them. The parents, the fathers and the mothers, they struggle for their kids. Allah ordered us to give them to drink. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله. الحمد لله وكفى وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث المصطفى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم معلم الناس الخير على آله وأصحابه وسلم يا ربنا وإلى يوم الدين ثم أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, you have a golden chance when you have a kid. You have a golden chance. And already, if you have a kid, Allah open a gate for you. If you have two kids, two gates. Three kids, three gates, and so on. The doors of Al-Jannah are open for you to teach your kids and to discipline him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to brought our kids up very well. Because no one of us can teach and can discipline his kids. The only one is the originator of the heavens and the earth. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ikhwa, there is a righteous alim. He was teaching a kid and he asked him to bring a drink for him, like coffee or tea or something like that. When the boy hold the tray all the time, he is shaking, and until he come to him, instead of to drink, to give him the drink in his hand, he spilled upon his clothes. Subhanallah. This alim, he has a wisdom. And he taught him something. He said to him, Ya Bunay, oh my son, improve your salah and Allah will, may Allah will make your organs perfect. Subhanallah. Huh? Improve your salah. May Allah improve your organs. Perfect. Do your salah perfectly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring your organs in a perfect way. Ya ikhwa, yani we came to religion to learn. And all of us sick, all of us needs to take a medication. And when we come here in Yawm al-Jum'ah to open the pharmacy of Rasulullah to take this medication. I don't want to speak a lot. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وادعوا ربكم يغفر لكم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا اسرافنا في امرنا ثبت اللهم على حق اقدامنا انصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ردنا الى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم عافنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا وعلى طاعتك اعنا لغيرك لا تكلنا ومن شرار خلقك سلمنا اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لما اهتدى اللهم اجعلنا لك ذاكرين لك شاكرين لك تائبين اليك منيبين تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا واسلل سخيمة قلوبنا واهدنا ويسر هدنا اللهم اغفر وارحم واستر واجبر وانصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم آمين 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 عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واستغفروه ويغفر لكم هذا ما أعلم الله عز وجل أعلى وأعلم وأشهد الله أني قد بلغت وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى